Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another musical therapy session. Yes, indeed. Take your shoes off. Try to get right with the right person. Cut the computer off. Cut the phone off. Just sit back and get into the groove. You feel the need? I do too.
You feel the need?
make you happy and aggravate you enough to make you wanna slap me. So there's no use of you warning me. Let's deal with the situation and live in harmony. You feel me?
Restroom kit, your personal care kit when traveling. The best solution for personal care when using public restrooms. When nature calls, the restroom kit was created to be used in any restroom away from your home. Each kit includes an oversized seat cover with rear pocket to support stability and alignment, 1 yard of 3-ply toilet paper, hand wipe, and flushable tush wipe. Small enough to fit in a purse, pocket, your backpack, or car travel kit. Go to therestroomkit.com. That's therestroomkit.com.
Yeah, good evening, everybody, everyone, every soul, every human being, every not-so-human being. This is the Listening Room Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica. This is another musical therapy session. So take your shoes off. Get ready to do something different right now. We're going to do a little single life. Check us out, man. You should try dancing some.
Thank you. worth a bean if you haven't got that ability to swing. The ability to swing. Dreams, take them away. Got it alone, honey. Rome wasn't built in a day, but now it's a ruin. The joke has worn thin. It isn't cool to abuse the ability to swing. Now, no. Everybody talking, talking pretty loud. Everybody looking to stand out from the crowd. Gonna break it to your buckle. It isn't worth a bean if you ain't in possession. The ability to swing. The ability to swing. Friends, send them away. Go it alone. Honey, Rome wasn't built in a day. Now it's a ruin. The joke has won't thin. It isn't cool to abuse. The ability to swing. Up now. Everybody looking for a meaning in my art. Gonna give it to you straight, boy. It isn't worth a bean if you haven't got that ability to swing.
The 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 ability to swing.
Gonna give it to you straight.
I give it my all. I think that a person should really make up his mind what he wants to do, and when it is made up, he cannot fail at it. The basic rule to success, I think, is when the going gets tough, that is a positive signal to keep charging.
Up these trails, someone before me laid down these rails. When it's loaded up too heavy, this engine fails. And not till I can't settle down and do those deep still.
Introducing the Restroom Kit, your personal care kit when traveling. The best solution for personal care when using public restrooms. When nature calls, the Restroom Kit was created to be used in any restroom away from your home. Each kit includes an oversized seat cover with rear pocket to support stability and alignment, 1 yard of 3-ply toilet paper, hand wipe, and flushable tush wipe. Small enough to fit in a purse, pocket, your backpack, or car travel kit. Go to therestroomkit.com. That's therestroomkit.com.
Yes, indeed. This is the Listening Room Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica. We was doing a thing, and then we got Bill and Sonya Massey, the owners of the Restroom Kit. They supposed to be getting in the studio any minute. It's an impromptu type of thing. But since we running their commercial, we decided to call them up and see if they want to come inside and tell you what this thing is that they dealing with called the Restroom Kit. Well, while we waiting on that, I'm going to tell you what I'm thinking. Check this out. Norman Connors.
What you thinking? Can I change your mind? Trying to deal with you. Frustrated cause I deal with you. You keep me in circles trying to guess what to do next. Should I stay or should I go? It's difficult to love you when you don't know what you want. And you're left with decisions while I got cloudy vision. You know, shorty, what you thinking?
You know,
what got you thinking?
Baby girl,
I know that you know you want this love. You know that I know you're thinking. Shorty, what you thinking?
Let's
go.
bathroom kit, your personal care kit when traveling. The best solution for personal care when using public restrooms. When nature calls, the restroom kit was created to be used in any restroom away from your home. Each kit includes an oversized seat cover with rear pocket to support stability and alignment, 1 yard of 3-ply toilet paper, hand wipe, and flushable tush wipe. Small enough to fit in a purse, pocket, your backpack, or car travel kit. Go to therestroomkit.com. That's therestroomkit.com.
Good evening. It's the Listening Room Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica. That's what it is. That's what it is. I was waiting for Bill and Sonya Massey, the owners of the restroom, to get settled up in the studio. So let me see if this is them, because they did not raise their hand in the studio. But if they press 1, I will bring them in on the conversation. And that's what it is. You got to press 1, Bill. Sonya, get the brother to push 1. There you go. We're pushing 1.
Don't even start carrying me on this radio show.
Look, I ain't carrying you, bro. Look, we been at it. Bill, look. Hi, Sonya. You there, Sonya? Okay. He trying to get me in trouble on the radio. See, look.
I would never
All right,
do
Bill.
That.
Huh?
I said I would never do that. You know I got too much respect for you.
Okay, well, the same respect. Since this is the brother I be telling people on the air that his mother was my mother. So I think we got a relationship that's 52 or 53 years, we friends or something like that. So I'm going to leave it like that because somebody got to get it through the butt whipping, because his mom gave me the last butt whipping and he didn't get it. So hey, Sonya, can you whip his butt tonight, please? He owed me one.
Definitely. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I got you.
You got me? All right, you kiss him a few times, because that's what his mama used to do. She whip our butt and give us a kiss and say, go on about your business. And feed you, too?
Oh,
what?
Oh,
God. Yeah. How y'all doing tonight, Bill?
Yeah, we doing excellent, man. It's excited to be a part of your show tonight, man. Priest, look forward to doing it, man. So, you know, like you said, we go so far back, bro. It's like years and years. Like you said, 50. Second grade, man.
Right.
First grade. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yes.
Right.
You know, we are brothers.
Yes, indeed. So, yeah, we're gonna keep building up, man. So, look, I'll be playing this restroom kit commercial on my show. And I said, you know what, instead of just playing it, let me get you guys on there so y'all could talk for a few minutes and tell the people what the restroom kit is all about. So I'm going to be quiet at this point. Bill, you can let some of you talk. I ain't going to say let, because that's a bad word. I apologize. I didn't mean to say that. Okay, but I'm on the radio, so I got to play nice. I got to play nice.
Right on point right now. But, you're on point. To tell you a little bit about the restroom kit, you know, Bill is actually the inventor and creator of this kit. And it was designed to be used in any restroom away from your home, because a lot of people think that when they go out and they go to a public restroom, a lot of people say they don't like to use public restrooms because they think that they're just dirty and nasty. But what they don't realize is that every restroom outside of their house that they don't clean is a public restroom. They usually think it's like a gas station restroom or a mall or something like that, the nasty ones. But every restroom is a public restroom. So Bill actually designed this kit for when he was out and about back in the day with the kids and they had to use restrooms. So I'm quite sure a lot of parents can relate to when they're out with their kids and their kids have to use the restroom, and you take them in there, and you really don't want to use the things that's inside of there because they're nasty, they have germs on it, or sometimes they don't even have what they need in the restroom. And inside our restroom kit, it comes with a patented oversized toilet seat cover. You get 2 wipes, 1 hand wipe, 1 tush wipe, and then you get 1 yard of 3-ply toilet paper. And it's individually sealed, and you can actually have it inside of your pocket. So I'll let Bill take over from here.
Yeah. So, yeah, she did a great job explaining exactly what the restroom kit is. So we love this product because a lot of times we just don't know how filthy public restrooms are. We look at them and we say, well, you know, I can't name two or three people who have not ever went into a bathroom and didn't accidentally urinate on the seat itself. So when people urinate on seats, that splatter hits everything in that bathroom, and every time a toilet is flushed, it contaminates everything in the bathroom. So it's nothing better than having and carrying your own personal kit with you when you're in the bathroom. That does two things. It guarantees that you have everything that you need when you go into any restroom. And secondly, it guarantees that everything in that kit is sanitary, you know, so you don't have to share harmful, infectious toiletries. And if you take the first letter out of each one of those words, you'll get a special word.
Okay. I don't know what that is, but I'll listen for it. You tell me what to take. Okay. You take the letters out, and let's see what we got.
Sherry, harmful, infectious toiletries.
Oh, Lord, you talking about they full of it. Oh, Lord. You told them people they full of it. Okay, I can't say it on the air, but it's it. It's
you can't
it. It's full
that.
Of it. I can say it, but I don't want to get censored again. I just got off the bad boy list. I want to stay right here where I'm at, bro. Yeah. So now, when I was introduced to the restroom kit, I was like, look, I'm in the entertainment business, so I would like to get y'all in everybody's pocket, especially all these entertainers that now we could travel again, limited travel, okay? Tours are coming back up, so we wanted to get y'all out there so people know, like, it's supposed to have a restroom kit in your pocketbook performance, so when you go on stage, you know that every bathroom that we go into at every venue is just plain nasty. I don't care where we go. Every venue is nasty. You understand what I'm saying, bro?
Exactly, man. We were sponsored at Coachella. That's how popular that this kit has become. And we just recently had a conversation with a young lady that deals with camping sites and things of that nature. So the kit is more prevalent simply because, especially in the atmosphere that we are in right now, dealing with you know, the pandemic and things like that, people are just more concerned about what they are sharing with others. And if you can enhance your bathroom situation with something like the restroom kit, a lot of people are just on board with that. So again, like you said, no matter where you are, if you're using a restroom outside of your home, it's best to have your own toiletries, and that's what the restroom kit does. It provides you with your own toiletries.
Well, ain't nothing else I can say, Bill. Y'all done sold a thing to everybody listening right now. They're probably going to restroomkit.com and go deal with that, because guess what? We in the entertainment business, bro. And D.C. just opened up. A few states just opened up. So tours are coming back up, okay?
Yeah.
In Oregon, they got Dave Chappelle coming out on 420. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So
yeah.
We was trying to get the restroom kit out there with Dave Chappelle out there on 420 out there in Oregon. Okay.
Definitely.
So, like we said, my manager is going to talk to their manager, and then they'll get back to you guys because, you know, I don't do management too good at all. You know what I'm saying? So, I'll do management, man. I do, like, you know, talk to, like, I talk to artists. We get along better because we got the same goal. Management, I'm like, I know how to do all that, but that's not what I'm doing, bro. You know what I'm saying? So
we stay in our lane. We stay in our lane.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm saying. So what else business y'all got going on? Y'all help other people do business too, Bill, right?
Definitely, man. Just for my overall experience dealing with the restroom kit and several other products, we formed a company which is called Time Away LLC. And what Time Away LLC is a product development company. So anyone who has an idea or they want to start a service, but they don't have any idea where to start, they can definitely reach out to us at timeaway.com or timeawayconcepts.com, and we can help them develop
their idea. We help them with beginning to end, give them a strong why, help them with their name, manufacturing, everything that we've done to put the restroom kit on the map, we help others do. So that's a passion of ours. We love doing that. We love seeing other products get ahead and make it onto the market, man. It's no better feeling than seeing somebody else succeed.
Boy, I'm trying to tell you, Bill. Hey, Bill, guess what? I got to interrupt this interview for 1:30 seconds because my sponsors are telling me to play their commercial while y'all are on the air. That's what it is. I got to do it, but you and Sonya, please stay still for a few seconds, and this is the
Introducing the Restroom Kit, your personal care kit when traveling. The best solution for personal care when using public restrooms. When nature calls, the Restroom Kit was created to be used in any restroom away from your home. Each kit includes an oversized seat cover with rear pocket to support stability and alignment, 1 yard of 3-ply toilet paper, hand wipe, and flushable tush wipe. Small enough to fit in a purse, pocket, your backpack, or car travel kit. Go to therestroomkit.com. That's therestroomkit.com.
All right, see, that's the commercial. These are the people. That's Bill and Sonya Massey. They're the owners of the Restroom Kit. I got the commercial and the people. That's what we do in the listening room, Philly. We're not just going to bring it. We're going to bring the owners so they can talk to you how to do this, that, and the other. And you might want to jump in because COVID shut everybody down, bro. Everybody had to take a dump, okay? But since we come from the bottom, we already know what that looked like, so we ain't trying to go back. We trying to go up.
No.
You know what I'm saying? We're going
all
up.
The way up.
You know, all the way far
all
as we can
way.
Go. So, hey, Bill, that's what I'm going to do right quick, right, because I got you on there. I know y'all might got 2 more minutes or so, but look, let me put on this quick little song right quick for one of my callers, and we're going to be sitting on the dock of the bay for about 2 minutes and 46 seconds, and then we'll finish this interview if that's all right with you too. Can we do that?
It's great.
Thank you.
Oh, well, it's Otis Redding. I think he's doing his thing, sitting on the dock of the bay, man.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. What 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. It's 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time.
Yeah, we back in the listening room, Philly. I'm your host, Priest Holika. We're here with Bill and Sonya Massey, the owners of the Restroom Kit. Hey, Bill, I was sitting on the dock of the bay, man. I thought I'd go ahead and let you hear that one quick. You know what I'm saying?
Enjoy every moment of it. Bring back memories.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, because we go back 5 decades, bro. I'm glad to say I got along. I would just say 5 decades for younger people that don't understand knowing somebody for 5 decades. You know what I'm saying? Whole decade, not half of one or 6 months out of a year or none of that. Okay. We're going to make the thing happen, Bill. That's what we're going to do.
Definitely.
Okay. Definitely. So if you're going to tell the people where they can reach you guys at, I'm listening right now.
You can be reached on Facebook at the Wrestling Kit. Well, Facebook, we're the Wrestling Kit. On Twitter and Instagram, we're at the Wrestling Kit. And we have a YouTube channel, the Wrestling Kit. So all of our handles are the Wrestling Kit.
Well, that's what they said. That's what they do. I don't know what else to tell you. People, go on over to therestroomkit.com and order a case or something. Make their people feel like they working for their work. All right, Bill? Thank y'all. What, Bill? I'm trying to tell you. They got to work for their work, man. Y'all working, man. Y'all need some support from our whole listening audience. Like, yo, come on, buy one. Because you're going on tour. All my people are going on tour this year. Hopefully that the restrictions go from one state to the next. So we have to plan tours based off of which restrictions are open to which audiences. It's a crazy business,
exactly.
Bill. You know what I'm saying?
That's all right. We want to be prepared for it.
Well, I know everybody got to go to the bathroom, so that's why I'm calling you guys. Everybody got to go to the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
Definitely.
But hey, guess what? Thank you guys for coming on. And anytime you need me, just call me. You know what I'm saying? And I'll do what we got to do to push this thing all the way through the roof. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Thanks for having us.
Oh, anytime, Sonya. You know what I'm saying? I know you ain't cooking dinner, but Bill can cook a little something, something. So you know what you're going to do next time we meet up, Bill. Come on, man. You cooking dinner, bro.
Oh, my goodness, man. Look, you throwing me under the bus. I did not expect this from you, but it's all good.
I
love your show and your audience. I'm going to cook, yes. Yes, I'm going to cook.
Yes, man. That's, Sonya, I got him where I want him, Sonya. I got him where I want him. And if he don't cook for all of us, Sonya, if he don't cook for all of us, he got to take all of us to dinner, which I think he preferred that, taking us all to dinner. You know what I'm saying?
I want him to take all of us to dinner.
You ain't going to let him cook, Sonya? Oh, Lord, I'm done. I heard her say you can't cook, Bill. I'm done. I ain't going to throw you under the bus, bro, but thank you guys for coming on the show. Thank you for coming on the show. This is Bill and Sonya Massey from the Restroom Kit. Y'all go ahead and check them out. I'm going to let you know that I thank them very much for doing it, and we did take the long way home. No more.
No one here is gonna take control of my destiny. I may be crazy, but I'm begging you, baby, believe in me.
Yeah. Fill up boom with catching information. You can shake up a lot of people if you shout. But before you begin to grin about the success of your creation, you ought to take it all in and check it all out. Out a plan with aimless dedication. You can hang up a million slogans in your house, but before you put it into operation, before you man your station, now you ought to take it all in and check it all out. It all in and check it all out. Find out what it's all about. You ought to check it all in and check it all out. You ought to check it all in and check it all out. Find out what it's all about. You ought to check it all in and check it all out.
Step down with it, put your feet where you feel with it. Stomp, you don't want to quit, put your head where you feel with it. Stomp. It's like one to the two and straight to the ten. Turn up the sounds cause the cue's back again. When a whole new set, here to make it sweat. Put on your stomping boots, a few love your jet, son. Call out wrong doors, for the enthusiast. Tell them you got the funk to make your mood and move your. Till I say that body, welcome to the party. A little something, something for each and everybody. You're truly your dope, representing West Coast. So raise up a toast, Mr. Jones is your host. From the top to the bottom and the back to the front. Everybody on the side, don't slip it and slide. Let's go.
Yo, damn it, bet you can't stand it, track that slamming. Catch a vibe from the west side, the one and only Bonnie without pride. I'm stomping through your town and your hood, up your block, giving props to hip hop, cause it don't stop. Stomping with the hops in the back of the drum, cause all that funk makes me wanna run.
Stomp in the mountain, in the valley, in the backstreet, in the alley.
Stomp for the rest of the streams, the wishes and dreams, what up with it means, everybody just stomp.
Mercy Mia, these ain't what they used to be. Stop opposition, stop competition. Stop like crap, let us step and mention. Let me mention Quincy Jones and Butter on Toast. Superman of Rap Shack, Spirit of Motor, Rag and Toast. Not my CeeLo style, kick your butt for a mile and smile. As I
Dato to the metro in the ghetto. Hope you're not petro, drinking $100 extra. Guzzle, guzzle, struggle with a top-notch hustle. Time to scuffle, ruling all possibilities of me being lowdown. Still packing cake, me being a showdown. No need, like the biz, smoke a high.
Stomp in the mountain, in the valley, in the back, in the alley. Stomp for the boys and girls, the freshest pearls. We took the wrong girl in the cold, cool world.
Stomp for the beauty, what you want.
Stomp for the body, keep it your show.
Just No.
This has been a good evening here in the listening room, Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica. We've been doing the thing all night. We would like to thank Bill and Sonia Massey, the owners of the Restroom Kit, for showing up impromptu or whatever that is. And they came and told us about the business. You can always go and download the show here on Dirty Basin Radio. Just Google us and you'll find us. And you can download any of the show that's in the archives. Go back and listen for a couple of years and see the increase that we done made so far. Well, people, that's my offering for tonight. You could probably put on your flip-flops now. We done danced. We done sung a little bit. We done what we're going to do. And whatever we do from this point on, just follow your road, people. Follow your road. Y'all have a good evening here.
Follow your road. Mm-hmm.